One of the big talking points in today's daf was whether or not an Oivik Echavim could be a Moil or not, right? Different svaras why, maybe not. Seems to be a big time Machlokes Tanam. For sure, Man Damrim that hold that an Oivik Echavim could be a Moil. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda respectively. Now, Reb Meir has a problem based on the fact that he's a Chash, Reb Yehuda, right? I would say he's the Shita at the end of the day. He holds that for sure an Oivik Echavim is able to be a Moil. But there's for sure it's sad in the Sugya that an Oivik Echavim could be a Moil. The Shaar Melech in Hilchis Avodas Kechavim, in Perik Yud Beis, asks a bomba kasha. He actually brings the kasha from Hachocham Hasholem Rav Otzem Mahari Ashkenazi Zechet Tzadok Levrach. So, Freik the Shaar Melech, that we know that Mila is Leicha Shabbos. Mila Bizmano, if the eighth day falls out on a Shabbos, so the halach is that Mila is Leicha Shabbos. Freik the Shaar Melech, why is Mila Leicha Shabbos? So, because you have no choice. Mila Bizmano, Be'em Hashmini, Afilu B'Shabbos. We know that the only time we say Tchia is if it's E'ef Shalakayim Shneim. But if it's E'ef Shalakayim Shneim, if you could do the mitzvah and at the same time not violate the Isser, so the rule always is that you try your best to do it in Azah Oifen. So, Freit Shaar HaMelech, that if you hold that an Oivik Kechavim is allowed to do Bris Milah, then in the event that you have access to an Oivik Kechavim, the Oivik Kechavim should be mechuyev to do the Bris Mil. Because an Oivik Kechavim doesn't have to keep Shabbos. And if you hold Oivik Kechavim is kosher to Bris Mila, so kum dois, his Mila is going to be a kosher Mila. So you'll get the Mila Bismanoi without being Doich HaShabbos. So freak the Shaar HaMelech, every Mila that's Doich HaShabbos, ha teinach, if there's no option to have an Oivik Kechavim. But in the event that you have an Oivik Kechavim that's able to do the Bris Mila, why is the Mila Doich HaShabbos? L'chayra, it's Efshalakayim Shneim Ayidei and Oivik Kechavim. A bomba from Akasha V'ruyin Advarim L'misham. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, and this is in Yerideya, Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, he brings this Kasha. He says, Shamati Makshim. It doesn't bring from the Shaar Melech, B'Shem Ari Ashkenazi. On the bottom they say, Kush Yizum Me'ari Ashkenazi, Muv B'Shaar Melech. But the Chassam Sofer says, Shamati Makshim, this Kasha. That if you hold that Mila is Kasha Ayidei and Oivik Kechavim, so why is Mila Doich HaShabbos? L'chayra, do it Ayidei and Oivik Kechavim, it's Efshel Kaim Shnei Mila, have a Kasha Mila, and you won't be Mechal Shabbos. Says the Chassam Sofer, to me, this Kasha has no Havon in the world. It's a bomba Kasha, it's a fun Kasha. But L'chayra, the Kasha has absolutely no Havana. Says why? Because every father has a chiyuv. He has a mitzvah to go ahead and do bris milah for his son. If the father's going to do the bris milah for his son, or be memanah shliach to do it on his behalf, so then the father's going to get the mitzvah. If a goy is going to do it, even though the child will be gemalit, according to the mandama that holds that a goy could do a bris milah, but the father's not going to get the mitzvah. The father's not getting the mitzvah because he didn't do it, and even though he told the goy to do it, ain't shlichos ba'akim. If that's the case, it's not efshel l'kayim shneim. So feitach sam sofer, vav. Frekt Mari Ashkenazi, Shamati Makshim, the Shaar Melech's Grace Akasha, that what? That if you hold Mila is Ksheir Al Yedei Yakum, so Mila shouldn't be Doich HaShabbos because it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. It's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. It's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim to have a Mila, but it's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneim to do the mitzvah. Because if the father does it by himself or he makes the Shliach, he's going to get the mitzvah. But if he does it Al Yedei Yakum, he's not going to get the mitzvah. So if that's the case, Frekt Chassam Sofer, it's a plea to me. I don't understand Pashup Shat in this Kasha. But Emes is like this. Emes is, L'chayr, it's not Pashup at all. The plea of the Chassam Sofer, which would explain the Shaar Melech's Kasha. So again, the objective of this raid bite right now is to talk and learning a little bit. Befrat bin Yoni Mila, real Mila raid. But we're not coming to answer the Shaar Melech's Kasha. We're coming to reinstate the Shaar Melech's Kasha. So that is the mission statement. That's the objective. So again, the Shaar Melech asked a gewaldige Kasha. He was nispol from this great Kasha. And different Gedolei Acharim talk about this Kasha. The Chassam Sofer mamish dismissed it. He said, to me, the whole Kasha is a toys. I don't understand the Kasha. The Kasha is that if your whole meal is Kasher Al-Yidei Yakum, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, so why is it allowed to do Bris Mila on Shabbos? It's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. It's only Efshel L'Kayim Shneim if you get the mitzvah, but if you're not getting the mitzvah, that means it's not Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. And if a guy is going to do it, that means that the father is not going to be getting a mitzvah. But the emes is, I think there's a very, very important and obvious sushtal to this raid, and that's a Gemara in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milo, shocking, Masech de Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. It says in the Torah, Ubiyoy Mashmini Yimol Besar Orlasai. And the Gemara brings a drasha that says, what do we learn from the word Besar? It's an extra word, Ubiyoy Mashmini Yimol Orlasai. What does Besar Orlasai mean? Afa Pishe Yesham Baheres Yimol Divir Rabbi Yosha. That even if the child would have a Baheres, there would be some sort of nega on the arla. And we know that a yid's not allowed to cut a nega. It's a loisa say and an asay to cut a nega. So from the, you would have thought that maybe you can't do brismila. Kamash malon the word besar ubiyay mashmini yimo besar alasay besar afal pishiyeshan baharis yimo still the halacha is that you're allowed to do brismila. Freit the gemara kash. I need a pasuk to tell me that mila is doicha baharis, that you're allowed to do brismila even though there's a baharis. Now, first class, you'd say, of course I do, because even though mila is an asay, but baharis is a loisay vasay. So asay is doicha loisay, but in asay doicha loisay vasay. But the gemara's kasha is it's a davar shein mischaven. And davar shein mischaven is mutter. When this mile goes ahead and he does the bris mila, what is he having in mind? He's having in mind to remove the baharis? Of course not. He's having in mind to do the bris mila. What should he do? There's a baharis over there. So if you're going to remove the arla, by definition, you're going to end up removing the baharis. But his kavana is mila. His kavana is not to do the lav. If that's the case, it's a davar shein mischaven. Davar shein mischaven is mutter. So the Gemara said, Abaye said, you're right. And lo nitzcha ela le Rabbi Yehuda. Da amar davar shein mischaven osa. Enochinami. According to Rabbi Shimon, who's the man damen shas that holds davar shein mischaven is mutter, you don't need besara losa. Where's the negeya this drosh? It's negeya Rabbi Yehuda, who holds davar shein mischaven is osa. The fact that davar shein mischaven is not here, don't you? Rabbi said, afilu temi Rabbi Shimon. We know Rab Shim is maida by psikresha, and here it's a psikresha because if you do the bris mila, if you don't have a mind to remove the baharis, but you're removing the rest. Faith the Gemara does a baya not hold the psikresha. Everyone knows throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara brings psikresha, how does the Gemara say it? Va'baya v'rova da amri travayu maida Rab Shim psikresha. So the Gemara says true, basit the shama me'rova suffer. Initially, Abaye didn't hold up Sekresha. But then when he heard Rav and this Shaklavataya hold up Sekresha, that's when he came around. He says, ah, I hear this talk of something called Sekresha. Either way, that's the Gemara. Again, Ubiyeh Mashmini Yibab Sar Lassi, the word Sar is extra. This Gemara is a fundamental Gemara in the Sugyas of Mila. It's g'day to get it. The word Besar is extra. So the Gemara is coming to be Mechadish, then Mila is Deich HaTzeiras. Even though Mila is only an Asay, and this is a Leisev Asay, and in Asay Deich Leisev Asay, over here it's going to work. Fait the Gemara, Pshit, that's a Dovah Shein Meschavin. Abaye said, it's Negei Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovah Shein Meschavin as Aser. Rava said, Maidi Rabbi Shimon, Bipsikresha, the Volayamus, and being that this is Bipsikresha, this halach is Negei. Even according to Rav Shimon. But the Gemara has a follow-up kasha. The Gemara says, Abaya, libe de Rav Shimon, hay besar mayo avilei. Abaya, in his cheshbon, at least meikara, before he was aware of the concept of segresha, he only was able to explain the word besar, alibe de Rav Yehuda, alibe de Rav Shimon, nah. So how did Abaya understand the word besar in the world of Rav Shimon? Now, Rava doesn't have this problem because Rava knew psikresha, but Abaye didn't know psikresha. If you don't know psikresha, you have to be miyashiv. Reb Shimon, so the Gemara says that the case was where the Aviya Ben was going to do the bris mila, or and he said mefurish, lokutz baheres the b'nai hu kamaschav. He said mefurish, I'm having in mind lokutz baheres. Meaning, it wasn't a dovash and a maschav, and it wasn't even only a psikresha. He actually had in mind. So being that he had in mind, so in that case, he's for sure going to be over the lav. Kamash malam besar, it's okay. Clark? So where is the negeya besar in Reb Shimon's world? It's not negeya by Dovah Shein Meschamen, because Dovah Shein Meschamen is mutter. It's not even negeya out the psikresha, because at this point, Abai doesn't hold the Moed Reb Shimon b'psikresha. It's the negeya before Rosh Hashanah. The guy says, I'm doing bris mila. He says a little shem yichud for the bris mila, and then Rachmana, the Al-Makula, he says, Lokut Baharis de Pnai Hu Kamachav. Talk about a confused man. On the one hand, he's doing this grace and mitzvah, but I'm also having in mind that the Zelda Kavanis to go ahead now and to cut off the Baharis. Faith the Gemara Kasha. You mean to tell me that in that case, it's going to be okay? You ready? There's a chash of a Gemara. You mean to tell me that in that case, Besar would teach me that the Asay of Mila is going to be Doicha, the Lois Nasay, and the Asay of Baharis? Faith the Gemara can't be. Bishloim if there's no one else there. And he's the only male in town, this father, as I hear. If there's somebody else there, then someone else should have to do it, and Besar shouldn't even allow you to do it. The Amr Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Kamakam Shatam Moitzase, Veloisase, Imati Yachel Kaim Shnei Mutav. Then love, Yavayase, Vyitchaloisase.
We know the rule is the only time you say Tchia is where it's Efshel Kaim Shnei. Besar essentially is teaching me a Mechudish to get Tchia, that the Asay of Mila is being a Doichaloisase Vase. But the only time Tchia ever works, and every Sugya Tchia and Shas, is where it's not Efshel Kaim Shnei. But if it's Efshel Kaim Shnei, yeah. The only reason there's a problem here is because this Meshuggah decided to have a mind to do an Aveira. But if any normal Moil in the world would come and he would do the Bris Milah, then it would be fine. So it's Yochel Kaim Shnei if there was ever a Yochel Kaim Shnei. So how could you tell me where the guy has Kavanah to do it that Besar is going to be matter it? How? There's no way in the world Besar is going to be matter in this case. Rav Shimon holds Besar is again. We had Kavanah, you can't do it either. There's no Tchi in that case. There's no Besar. Why is there no Besar? Because it's Efshel Kaim Shnei. There's someone else doing it who's not going to have the Kavanah. And for the Gemara, you're right. It's true. It's Nagay. There's no one else there. He's the only guy, and his action is the only way I'm going to do it. If he does it, he's Bekayim the Mitzvah Mila. But Enechanami, if there's going to be someone else, then the halacha is, being that it's Efshel Kaim Shnei, Al Yedei Acher, in that case, the Tchiyah is not going to work. So again, what are we taking out of this Gemara? We're taking out of this Gemara that the Gemara is Mavur, that the Asay of Mila is Doicha, the Leis Asay Vasay of Teras. Achidish, Asay is usually not Doicha, Leis Asay Vasay. But Mila is different, and Mila is Doicha, Leis Asay Vasay. It's learned out from a Pasuk, it's learned out from the word Besar. What comes out in the Cheshmer of the Gemara is even if you hold that Dovashen and Mischavin is Mutter, and even if you're not yet aware of the concept of Psikresha, like Abaya before you heard it from Rava, in Reb Shimon, Waltz, Davish and Eschavin as Mutter, if the guy would have in mind Mefurish, Rochel Bitchaktan, that he is doing it L'Shem Misser, if there is no one else there, so then Besar would be Doicha. Because in that case, it's E.F. Shalakayim Shneim. But if somebody else would be there, we'd say it's E.F. Shalakayim Shneim, and even though I say it's Be'etzim Doicha, the Lois Asay Vasay, but here it's E.F. Shalakayim Shneim. Right, being that's Efshel Kaim Shnei. Why is Efshel Kaim Shnei? Because the only time you're over the Isser is if you have Kavanah, and only you are having Kavanah to do the Aveira. Let someone else do it. I have Kavanah to do an Aveira. In that case, it's going to be a freak to Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Semen Yod, and freak to Afikeyam, and Makshim Kol Gedoyli Achroinim. Why in the world is this Efshel Kaim Shnei? It's Efshel Kaim Shnei in the event that there's another person there. Why? Because the other person can do the Bris Milah. He's not going to have these bad Kavanahs, and as a result, the child will get the Bris Milah without being Doicha. The Isser of Tzaras. True, says the Beis Halev in Dafikayam, the meal is going to take place, Bechai Gavna. But the father, who is the one that has the mitzvah, will not get the mitzvah if we're going to take it away from him and somebody else is going to do it. If someone else is going to do it, the father's not going to get it, which means Klapei the father, it's not Efshel Kaim Shneim. So if it's not Efshel Kaim Shneim, Bozok, the Gemara, V'i Ika'acha Le'aved Acher, and the Gemara says, it's Enochinami, he's talking about the Lek Acher. Even if there is an Acher, it's still not Efshel Kaim Shneim. The reason it's not Efshel Kaim Shneim is because the mitzvah over here is for the father to do it. And if someone else is going to do it, Kumtais, the Tata didn't do it. And if the Tata didn't do it, so it's not Efshel Kaim Shnei. So Vazok the Gemara, though, Azoy Freik the Beis Halevi, Azoy Freik the Afikeyam. A Bambakasha. Say the Beis Halevi and the Afikeyam. They each say in a different Nosach. We're going to say it in the Afikeyam's Nosach. But they both say the same thing. And that is, and really, we have to take a step backwards. This is a fundamental rabbi, right? Up until now, it's not clear why this is so fundamental. But this is a fundamental rabbi. Very. You say the how you say this in terms of understanding Mila. It's a little tricky, but it's you say the how you say this. And that is, the mitzvah Mila, if you think about it, is a little bit of a complicated mitzvah, I think. For example, there's a mitzvah to take dalad minim on Sukkot. Very, very straightforward. What's the mitzvah? Take dalad minim and shake it, right? Spend the whole chayde shal trying to find kosher dalad minim and then take it on payoyim arishayim and do the nanuim and do the mitzvah. Right, the mitzvah tkiyah shayf is a very straightforward mitzvah. You go, you hear koilas. Good. How many koilas? Midei reis and midei rabbanon. Meir koilas. Pseid. The mitzvah achilas matzah. Idik is ayis matzah. What's the mitzvah mila? It's a lot of things, right? Mitzvah mila is number one. You have to make sure you yourself have a bris mila. Right, what if you're a tinuk shenishba ben agayim and one day you have that you have to do a bris milah? So you have to give yourself a bris milah. That's for sure included in the mitzvah of milah. If you have a child that's 8 days old, you have a mitzvah lachnisa bevitsha avram avinu, mitzvah saval abena. Father has a mitzvah to give his son a bris milah. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that if the father doesn't do the bris milah, there's a mitzvah on Bezdin to do it. The Rishonim say that if Bezdin doesn't do it, there's a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael to do it. Reb Kivagin, the famous Tshuva, the Zeta, right? Al Tzoylus Ephraim, speaking of Prague, Al Tzoylus Ephraim, he has a chiv to go ahead and do. But the point is there's a lot of different wrinkles to the mitzvah Mila. It's, I have to give myself Mila, where applicable. after Mal, my son. Even in Evet Knani, Miknas Kaspoy, there's a halacha you have to give Brismila to. Right? So there's a lot of different se'ifim, anafim of this Elon called the mitzvah of Mila. Right? That's klar. I mean, that's a pashat zak. Now, if you had to take the mitzvah of Mila and put it in one phrase, right? What is the mitzvah of Mila? Chari, the mitzvah is to give yourself Brismila and to give your family Brismila, right? Something along those lines. Now, hopefully, your father was Mekayim giving his family Brismila, and as a result, when you become Bar Mitzvah, so you can focus on putting on tefillin and not doing Brismila, because you already got the Brismila when you were a little child. But the mitzvah is, you get Brismila, but not just you get Brismila, you and kol yoytzei chalotzei, right? That's the chayra, what the mitzvah is. But said the Beis Halevi, and said the Afikeyam, one very important lundus, and that is that it's choluk b'yisoid. The anaf of the mitzvah of Mila, which says that the child needs to be gemalit, versus the anaf of the mitzvah of Mila that says that the father has a mitzvah to go ahead and do the bris Mila on his son. Das heißt, there's a chilek yisoidi in terms of the stringency of how chomer we view. Does the child have the Mila or not have the Mila? Versus how chomer and how stringent we view. Did the father do the bris Mila or did Bezdin do it? Or did one of the other Yidin do it, right? Again, a child gives himself bris mila, he's mekayim the second mitzvah in the Torah, minyan achinuch, mitzvah mila. Father does bris mila on his son, he's mekayim that same exact mitzvah. If Bezdin does it, l'chayr, then mekayim the same mitzvah. If Pliny Amoni does it, l'chayr, he's mekayim the same exact mitzvah. Right, they're all mekayim the same mitzvah, l'chayr, it's all the same mitzvah. One mitzvah, that's mitzvah day rice, there's nothing to talk about. But there's a nafgamin and chaymer between me having the meal or not having the meal, let's say it's me alone, where I'm a bar mitzvah already, I don't have the bris mila. Am I going to do it? Am I not going to do it? So now what's at stake? Do I have a meal? Do I not have a meal? Or even when the child is 8 days old, does the child have the meal? Does the child not have the meal? Versus who did the bris mila? Even though, klapi, who did it? It makes an afgamino, because the father has a mitzvah. And if the father does it, he gets the mitzvah. And if someone else is going to do it, now the father didn't get the mitzvah, the other guy got the mitzvah. But in terms of chomer, it's chaluk b'yisoy. It says dafikayam, I'll prove to you that it's the way it is. Because the Rambam says Mefurish. Rambam says Mefurish at the beginning of Hilchas Mila, that a child that doesn't give himself bris mila when he's nisgadal, he's chayv karas. We know the machlik is Rambam Ravid. Does he get karas right away? Or is it only after he dies? What's the big grind? The third paragraph of Masechet is Makis, it's Mavur, Elin Aloykin, and he's a chayv krisas, Wizinageya, all these things, right? Wizinageya, the chatos. It's Negeya, the chatos, and if you're not Mavatl until you die. But the bottom line is the child who doesn't get bris mila is chayv karis. It's a chayv krisas. If the father is Mavatl his mitzvah and he says, I'm not doing the bris mila, I'm not doing it. And then Bezdin kicks in and Bezdin does it. The father's not chayv karis. And he was mevatel his mitzvah, but it's not on that level where it's going to be considered a chayv krisos. The gedoyle mila, shenichrusu aled yud gimel brisos. The gedoyle mila, that's doicha lois aseh vaseh, even though aseh is usually not doicha lois aseh, because it says besar or losoi. That's true with regards to making the child from an arul to a mohel. That mila has a koyach to be doicha. But the father's proteistic mitzvah, which is the same mitzvah in the Torah, don't get me wrong, but that mitzvah is not gedoyla enough that I would have this koyach of tchiyah. So said the Beis Halevi in his nusach, and said Afikeyam in his nusach, and we're going to say it over in the Afikeyam's nusach. He said, that's what's going on in this Gemara over here. He said, it's true. In the event that the father had in mind this weird kavana, and that is lakutz baharta'i debenoi hu mischaven, and now we're going to gan for the mitzvah from him. We're going to say someone else is going to do it. It's true, it's not efshel l'kayim shneim from the standpoint of the father's mitzvah. Because if the father would have done it, he'd get the mitzvah, and now the father's not going to get the mitzvah. That's fine. But that mitzvah of the father getting the schar for the meal, and him being the one doing it, was never the koyach hatchiyah. That was never what was being doicha. What was being doicha? Is the child a mal or is the child not a mal? Well, regardless of whether the father does it or somebody else does it, the child is going to now be a mal. And because now the child is going to be a mal, and it's the heft of the child being a mal that gives this koyach hatchiyah, well, if that's the case, it is efshel l'kayim shneim. The father's not being mekayim as mitzvah. I don't care if the father's being mekayim as mitzvah. At the end of the day, he's going to be a mal mitzad the fact fact that it's being done in a different way. And as a result, says the Beis Halevi and the Afike Yam, Tos Minta the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ibe Ika Achar, La'aved Achar, Tomer Ishlokish, Komokim Shatam Oitze, Asev Eloise, Mati Yochel Kaim Shneim, Wutav Im Lab, Yovah Asev Yitcha Loise, Asev. What do you mean? It's not Efshel Kaim Shneim. It's not Efshel Kaim, Mati Yochel Kaim Shneim. The father's not getting the mitzvah. The Teretz is the father's mitzvah is like Ma'ayav Alei Meirin in the Sugya. Because that was never the Tchid. The father's mitzvah might as well be in a Tilas Lulav. Tilas Lulav is not Teichel Loise, Vase. It's making the child a mole that's going to be the Teichel Loise. That's a little tricky because the child's 8 days old. So what does it mean? Making the child a mole is being Teichel Loise, Vase. He's getting a mitzvah when he's older, I hear it. But it's the Heftza of Mila that's Nichris Su'aleh, Yud Gimel Brisais, which is a mitzvah because someone's going to get the mitzvah when he does it. And the child, right, you have the mitzvah Tmidi. But the bottom line, again, without going too crazy now, but the bottom line is, it's that heftza of the child becoming a mole, that's what's being doicha, and that is yochel kain shnei, whether the father is the one that facilitated that or not. Copy, the father's mitzvah is not actually kain shnei, but we don't care, because the father's mitzvah is never what was going to make it happen. So let's go back to the Shara Melech. Again, the objective is to reinstate the kasha of the Shara Melech. Right, the Shara Melech, the Aaron, the said, according to the Manda, it's from Yehuda, according to the Manda Omar in Mesechtes, Avodah Zarah, tucked away on the bottom of Chavav, and Veis Chav Zayin, and who holds that a guy can do bris mila? So why is mila always deicha Shabbos? Yomolakum, let the guy do it. And if the guy does it, you're not going to have to be now even the like acher, okay? But even the acher, so let the guy go ahead and do it. And it's efshel kaim shneim. Why is it efshel kaim shneim? Because the child is going to some soifer in yeridei of koflamid days. How is it efshel kaim shneim? If the guy is going to do it, the father's not going to get the mitzvah. If the father does it, the father gets the mitzvah. Or if he makes a shliach of yol shlichas b'mila, right? The famous ktsois. And the shach and the tvusha, all that rate, good, so he's going to get the mitzvah. But if not, he's not going to get the mitzvah. Over here, if the guy does it, for sure the father's not getting the mitzvah. Because the father's not doing it, the guy's doing it. And ain't shlichos la'akum. And because ain't shlichos la'akum, so kum tois that the father's not doing it. Feitachsam soif, it's a plea to me. Shomati, makshim oilam. What's going on over here? How is this akasha? It's not akasha, it's not efshel kaim shneim. The teretz is, it's a mefurish gemara. It's a mefurish gemara. It's a mefurish gemara. Perek b'lezer demila. Not talked away. In Shabbos, kuf lamed gimel amud alf. It's mamash a mefurish gemara. And you see clearly in the gemara that even though the father is not the one that's going to do the mitzvah, say he's nachal efshel kaim shneim, and the Beis Halevi in his nusach, and the Afikayam in his nusach, and we spoke around the Afikayam's nusach, the oimek advarim is because it's not the father's mitzvah that has the koyach of tchiyah. Now when it comes to the lois hasei vasei kemavur in the sugi of Shabbos kuflam and gimel amaral and our tzusha, which is such an obvious tzusha, not as it relates to mila being daicha Shabbos, which is also tchiyah ayin shom b'sharamel. That's also tchiyah, and it's the same exact nakuda. The bottom line is, if the efshel kaim shneim has not, if the koyach has nothing to do with the father's mitzvah, it's related to the Chefza Mal, fake the Sharam Melech, a Bambakasha. If a guy could take this child and make him into a Mal, and he could be the one that was Chisim Al of Eisbris Kodesh, again, it's a Chiddish, if there ever was one, but there is such a Mandama in Shas. And if this is something he can do, then why should a guy not be the one that does Bris Mila on Shabbos? You come to a Mila on Shabbos, there should be an Eina Yehudi and a Borzalino, he should be the one doing the Bris Mila. Azoy L'Chayr Volt Gedar Zayn. It's a kuchi atzuma. The Chassam Soifa said it's not after the kain shneim. Chayr the tzushtal to that is Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel with the raid from the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Simen Yod. Raid from the Afikayam. This is classic yeshivish raid. Chayr would seem to be an obvious tzushtal. And again, how are we leaving it off? With a kasha, right? This is what we're doing. This is a teretz to the Chassam Soifer's kasha on the kasha of Shara Melech. So we're leaving off this raid bite, reinstating Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, hopefully, with a shtikel ha'ara, the kushya atzuma of the Shara Melech.